Hey guys, it's Sonya here. How are you today? Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Thursday, February 19th, 2026. And thank you for joining me today. I am recording podcast episode 207, and it's all about intention and discipline. So if you're curious with who I am, go ahead in your Google bar for just a second and put hashtag ASK. SONYA. And that's going to give you a little bit of information about me, a surface review, if you would. And then come right back to this. You know, whether you're doing dishes or doing laundry or going for a walk, you can always screenshot where you left off if you're listening to the audio or the video. It'll work for both. Or you can just write your page number down if you're multitasking and doing an activity that's a little bit more dry, right? And you can just listen, have fun, relax. Today, I am sharing with you some notes I've put together for an upcoming book. So it's not my fat loss book, but it's another book that's coming up after that one. I feel excited to know that I'm actually speaking about these books as if they've happened. I'm acting a lot as if these days, and I'm noticing the pivotal turnaround points. And this is what I hope for you too. So as we listen today, as we navigate through intentions and disciplines and what this looks like, I'm going to weave in some stories. I'm going to weave in some knowledge. I'm going to weave in some stories. I'm going to keep it real. It might sound a little bit different because I am reading from my notes, but sit back, relax, enjoy, and thank you so much for being a part of this. Before we get too deep and before life gets a little crazy, go ahead and subscribe or follow along. Hit the follow button on whatever platform you're listening to this on, and go to the link in my bio. You'll see all of the other icons where you're able to find me on social media, including like Amazon for my books or Spotify for the music and podcasts. So take a look at those, follow along on your favorites, and give me a review. Give me a review on today's episode. So again, today's episode is 207, Intention and Discipline. And if you give me a review, your name goes in for a draw of 3 months worth of free coaching. And I do these draws quarterly. So quarterly review. Sorry, a review gets your name entered into a draw. So you can review me on every platform and you will get multiple entries into this draw. The draw is for 3 months worth of one-on-one coaching with me, which is a package worth over $3,333. So I'm super excited to be having this on the table and to see where it brings us, how it brings us one step closer to bridging the gap when it comes to the life where you're at right now versus the life that you want to be. Get comfortable. I am in my recliner rocker, so you might see me sway a little bit as I'm reading. Don't worry, I'm okay. You're not imagining things either. So stay out of your own way when it comes to intentions and discipline. 20 lies later, 20 years later, what have we learned? If you go back and think of 20 years or even 20 lies that you are familiar that you've told, so I know they seem weird together, but there's a connection. And when we think about those things, what have we learned in that time frame? Or what have we learned based on that experience? See, we can often be our own worst enemies. We find ourselves stuck or unfulfilled, or as if we're just barely getting through life. It's easy to think that that's just the way things are. It is what it is, right? It's probably why I hate that saying. It lets us off the hook if we can blame it on how we're wired, or that we just don't have that kind of luck that maybe somebody else had. And if we can assign responsibility for doing nothing about being stuck, we spin our wheels in a mediocre station in life not because it's our destiny, but because we've made it so. When we think we'll finally get beyond the just okay version of ourselves, then this happens. Or that happens. Or something imaginable, unimaginable happens. We give all of our power to the outside forces and surrender the possibilities of an exceptional life to the chance that it might happen. I'm going to repeat that sentence, that last one. There's so much power there. And you'll notice this is a habit of mine when there's so much power behind words, I do like to repeat them. So let me go back over that last sentence. When we think we finally get just beyond the just okay version of ourselves, only when this happens or that happens or the unexpected happens, when that happens, we give all of our power to outside forces and we surrender the possibilities of an exceptional life to the chance that this might happen. So much power there. All right. Lean in close. It won't. An exceptional life doesn't just happen. An exceptional life is something that takes work, intentional work, disciplined work, work that you'll have to do every single day in the pursuit of being better tomorrow than you are today. Better tomorrow. That's the goal. 1% better. Better tomorrow. That's the secret to true fulfillment. Better tomorrow is when you wake up knowing you've made progress from where you were yesterday. That's when you'll feel a sense of accomplishment. The momentum of your efforts is the definition of growth. And ultimately, that growth is the foundation for your fulfillment. You know, this is where you've heard saints and you've heard people say, if you're not growing, you're dying. If you're not feeding your mind, it's being emptied. And there's so much truth in that, just in that sentence alone. So every one of these lies we've been working through together, whether it's something today or something in the past, it was all based on a universal truth. I was at the root of what kept tripping me up. I was at the root of what kept tripping me up. Now, I know that there are roadblocks in society that makes it much more difficult. For some people, for some situations, for some themes, it does make it more difficult for others than it was for me. But what I'm talking about are the things I could control. The lies I believed, internal roadblocks I had to deal with no matter what my background. I'm grateful that I now have the perspective. Hey guys, I had to record that. I told my mom right before I went live that I was going to record my podcast and she was making grilled cheese. And next thing you know, there's a knock on the door and my mom slides me in a grilled cheese. So I paused. I paused what I was doing and I ate it. And so now we're going to go back a little bit. Hopefully I remember where I left off. I normally don't pause and I'm not as familiar with picking up where I left off and taking little breaks, but who can resist a fresh sourdough grilled cheese with the cheese that's like not the slices, but real cheese. Yes, I know. I know. I know. I know. Carbs, fat. I know. You don't have to go there. But ultimately, it's soft, comfortable, soothing food. It works for me every once in a while. And I cannot resist a fresh grilled cheese ever, ever, ever. All right. So let me try to see where it was where I left off. I believe it was right around here. So I know that there are roadblocks in society that make it much more difficult for some than it was for me. But what I'm talking about are the things I could control. The lies I believed, internal roadblocks I had to deal with no matter what my background. I'm grateful that I now have the perspective to see not only what it was that kept getting in my own way, but that I could have avoided falling down with a bit more intention and discipline. And I can start to avoid it now. So let's look at identifying five areas. Now, today we're not going to go over five. Today we're going to go over one, but I will be doing the multiple parts and eventually connecting them all together so you'll have access to them. Here are the titles that you're going to want to circle back to. But the five different areas that I do want to go over are going to help you get a handle on where you're at and where you're going. And hopefully, help you step over and avoid some of the dumb stuff that we tend to do instead of pursuing a greater life. So, define your operating principles. That's what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to share a story in a few minutes. Committing to habits that fuel you, grilled cheese. Find the leverage to live no other way. Be deliberate in what you focus on and surround yourself with relationships that serve you. I don't know about you guys, but I'm super excited to jump into all of these. I am refraining by just doing the one today. You see, these are basic building blocks, and they may sound simple, but that's the point. As a personal development geek, I need things to be super simple. My neurodivergent brain will make them a lot more complicated than they need to be. And if it's simple for me, it'll be simple enough for everybody else. That being said, it's important that you hear these words. Simple does not mean inefficient. Simple does not equate to limited impact when applied to your life. And if you were to fully embrace two of these five things that we're going to go over, you would have a better life, 100%. So, I'm about to tell you all a story. I need lipstick to tell you all a story. Get comfortable. I did this part in story form. So I integrated details, knowledge with story form. So this is based on a true story, but it is not my true story. And I've made a few changes just for the sake of you never know who's listening. So, ready? Story time. This is defining your operating principles. When I worked at the Walt Disney Company, I had 12 different jobs over 17 years. That meant 11 times a group of people was pulled into a conference room with some degree of anxiety as they waited on the news as to who their new leader was going to be. After the second or third time, I realized it was taking nearly the entirety of my engagement with the team to get them to a place where they understood who I was. We've been there, right? You're new to any kind of workplace. It takes you a long time to get that camaraderie because you're maybe new and you're maybe above them and right? I liked what I did here. So after the second or third time, I realized it was taking nearly the entirety of my engagement with the team to get them to a place where they totally understood who I was, how I led, what I expected of them, and how they did their jobs. And the kind of culture, this is important, the kind of culture that I was hoping to have in that department or division. I needed a way to fast track the getting to know you portion of my time with my new teams. So I decided that if I could create a cheat sheet to accelerate the process, it would be a win-win on all sides. So I did just that. I made a list of what I called operating principles. And the next time I found myself in a meeting with the new team, I walked through them. Those operating principles, that is. These principles are a reflection of the truths in my life. Truths, you see, I decided to start with this one of the five building blocks Excited to start on this one of the five building blocks because of the chapters we've, the titles, the subjects that I just shared with you. The antidote to the lies that we tell ourselves, the stories that we've gone over, the truth that makes those lies impossible to believe. As I look at the list of operating principles, now I can see that each principle was born out of a time when I created imbalanced, stumbled, made things take longer, or created friction in my relationships, not by living to the standard. Trial and error over 25 years in the entertainment business created a roadmap. My first list of truths, and that can apply to all areas of life. Work to live, don't live to work. If you do something you're passionate about without making time for your family and yourself, you'll never be satisfied. That's number one. Number two, find a mentor you trust. You need someone who will champion your growth in the organization, so in your business, in your job, and in your life. We're not always surrounded by our biggest supporters. Actually, for some reason, it's the polar opposite to that, which makes reaching those goals so much harder and celebrating those small wins almost impossible. Because their perspective isn't shared. It isn't the same as yours and your truth. Take assignments that put you out of your comfort zone. So growth happens outside your comfort zone, and you cannot be fulfilled if you are not growing. Do more than just one thing with your career. Whether you work in PR, research, marketing, sales, or anything else like accounting or legal, a Renaissance man or woman is more valuable, marketable, and relied upon in any organization. A Renaissance man or woman. What does that mean to you? Stop right there and think about what does that mean to you? Sit with it. Later, Google it. See what aligns. And then take that image that's coming to mind and flip through some magazines or pay attention to TV shows you're watching. Does that person show up? How is that person showing up in your life right now? Develop initiatives, name them, represent their value, and update the organization as you progress. So, again, this could be family, this could be a job, this could be your business. Be a humble champion of and create visible momentum for the value you deliver to your team. So, visually, what can you do? Can you create some reports? Can you put growth into your team? And how can you apply this in other areas of your life? Surround yourself with strong people and let them shine. It makes you look better when you give credit. On the flip side, focus on how your efforts can accelerate your boss's promotion and not your own. So we just touched on this when it came to employ like manager employee, but if you flip that script a little bit and think of it as you and your boss, what can you do to make them look good? You'll find yourself promoted faster when you do. Again, your job, your immediate supervisor, your manager, it can be working at a corner store. It can be anywhere that you're applying this. Deliver honest feedback regularly, both up and down. So, your boss and those that work for you. Deploying radical candor in consistent way, in a consistent way. So, radical candor, be completely honest. Be completely honest, but deliver it in a considerate way. Be gentle and empathetic in how you deliver feedback and how you hope it gets received. See, there's a difference between intention and perception, and you want to be very clear on that because perception is everything. So that leads to the next point. Act with integrity. Then you don't have to worry about how what anyone thinks of you. But do 360 and ask for feedback from people with mastery in the areas which you want to grow and understand how to be better. Right? So act with integrity, but put yourself in a position where you're willing to learn more, do more, achieve more, so you can then broaden your knowledge, and that'll help you grow so much quicker. Be a solution provider, because with that knowledge, you can now solve problems. So understand the objections, the objective of the customer, the objections of the bigger situation, maybe the client, maybe the company, maybe financial. Maybe it's tariffs. Hard to say what it could be, but if you can come up with solutions for both internal and external customers, that will find a way of bridging the gap. And what that means is you are finding an end. You are finding a solution. You're bridging that gap. You're bringing the two possibilities together. And then commit to the truth. Demand your team represents problems in an environment that does not penalize them for having them. Allow your team to have an opinion. And again, if you're listening to this and you're wondering how this applies at home, allow your children to have an opinion. Let them be comfortable sharing their voice so they can learn what it's like to communicate respectfully with other people later in life. And how about your husband or your wife? Same thing. But I'm seeing a lot more blended families right now where we've got Gen Xers living with both their children and their parents. And this can be applied right there, right? Being just as nice to your parents is the upper, and being just as nice to your children is the lower. We talked about that a little bit earlier. So demands that the people around you represent problems in an environment that does not penalize them for having a voice. You want them to have a voice. Their opinion shouldn't be different than yours. And if it's drastically different, it's an opportunity for you to open your eyes or see things from a completely different perspective. That is open-mindedness. That is growth. So the only time anyone ever gets upset is when they're surprised by an outcome. So this helps you manage expectations honestly. And that will solve a lot of problems. Again, it's like open communication. It's respect. These people are trading 8+ hours a day of their time to be with you. Respect that. Sure, it's a choice they've made, but respect that. Okay, I'm not making this try to sound all businessy and corporately, but you understand where I'm going with this. So you're going to have to decide which one of these apply well to your situation in life. Remember, you're personal, you're professional. If you can't find a mentor, start with books, podcasts, social media, YouTube videos from voices that push you to think differently and to grow. If you don't know where to start, you can start with mine. I have over 200 episodes. Just kick back and relax. If you're not comfortable taking assignments from anyone else, then take the initiative to push yourself into a challenge. You don't think you have the traditional career to do more than one thing or the things that you wish? This applies to you too, and to the stay-at-home moms, like I mentioned, or the stay-at-home dads. Your roles will continue to adapt through the life stages of your kids. The more you intentionally are adding more value to yourself, your parenting skills will be better. You'll be better able to equip your family, to equip your kids, to be equipped to growth and to change and to being adaptable. This practice with teams in a work environment has transitioned into personal growth and goal setting practices in my personal life. As well, I have a dog that's crying. I don't know if you guys can hear it. As well, I stay up to date and trying to make my goals happen no matter what. But there is room for forgiveness and there is room for practice. So let's go over these. Because you want to ask yourself, so a goal like some of the ones that we just mentioned, and I'll go over them. A goal like, let's just see where I have them here. Defining your operating principles, committing to habits that fuel you, finding the leverage to live Finding the leverage to live, not the other way around. Be deliberate in what you focus on and surround yourself with relationships that serve you. Those are the key areas, those are the key habits that you're working on. If any of these statements feel like they're your big, audacious, hairy goal, then you want to ask yourself, if these statements are true, doesn't matter how scary they are, how do I need to behave today to make them so? If these statements are true, how do I need to behave today to make them so? So, for example, our charitable foundation gives away $10 million a year. I'm an exceptional wife who actively I'm an exceptional wife who actively pursues her husband. I'm present, involved mom who makes eye contact and has conversations without technology. And I am in physical shape from working out every single day. You know, these declarations of my intentions each morning set me up for how I would like to operate for the day. And some of these might match where you're at. And if they do, borrow one of mine until you're ready to create your own. You see, list the goals that, if followed, set you and those around you up for success. I share my personal entries each day in my group. Sometimes I share them out loud, I share them with different people. Sometimes it's just in my journal. But I don't normally keep them to myself. You know, I'm trying to wire my brain to believe that I am goal-oriented and accountable, even on the days I don't want to, especially on the days where it's hard to be that way. Each of these things is written in the present tense as a hack for our subconscious to look for ways to make them real from 1 minute to the next. In the same way, kicking off meetings with my team, in the same way, kicking off meetings for my team set the bar for what's to be expected. They also clearly drew boundaries around what wasn't expected. If you do the things on the list, you won't do the opposite of those things. And if you incorporate this into your life, when do you find yourself veering into areas that contradict what you've told yourself, your teams, your spouse, or any support that you're working with? You'll be able to snap yourself back more quickly into the version of you that knows who you're trying to be. The big question for you is, do you know your operating principles? If you aren't clear on what you believe, on your truths, on your chances of you avoiding the lies that trip you up are unbelievably higher. Motivational guru Zig Ziglar famously said, if you aim at nothing, you hit it every time. It's so true. So make yourself a list. How would the version of who you hope to be show up for your family and your business today? What version of you gets the greatest yield of your team as their boss out of your small humans as their parents, as big as they are? When you look yourself in the mirror, what do you hope to see? And how are the guardrails that you're putting around your life and yourself, how are they helping you deliver that more exceptional, more fulfilled version of you? I am so curious. And for those that are catching the video, Chop Chop is right here, anxiously trying to get out the door. He distracted me quite a few times. It's okay. I'm stronger than any one distraction. Sorry for moving the camera so much as well. Guys, thank you for chiming in. You're definitely going to want to stick around for those other four or five pieces. Four pieces that we're going to go over, four principles that we're going to go over, whatever you want to label them. And I promise you, I'm going to package this all up into a nice little set and get it all out to you. So definitely either DM me on your favorite social platform or send me an email, sonyajanice@gmail.com. SonyajaniSse@gmail.com. Thanks, guys. It's great doing this with you. I am almost up to date with my podcast. And then it feels like, besides my upcoming vision board party, I'll be able to exclusively finish off my fat loss book. Stay tuned.